If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don Lemon is brought to you by McDonald's. Lunchtime, dinner time, your time. McDonald's all day breakfast makes any time a good morning time. From New Hampshire, Don Lemon, good morning.
Brr. I could use some McDonald's coffee right now. It is cold, cold, cold.
How cold is it? That's okay. Keep going. That's okay.
You don't want to know.
I know.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I know.
So, but you can say this. This is the only good thing. We can now say that the voting of 2016, the 2016 election, is officially underway.
Woo!
Why? Because of you know what? Just got real. At 12 this morning, at midnight last night, that's when the first votes were cast and counted in the New Hampshire primary. It first happened in this small New Hampshire town of Dixville Notch, Jay.
Where
there are only 9 registered voters. Here are the results.
On the Republican side, we have for Donald J. Trump, 2. For John R. Kasich, we have 3.
3 Kasich.
All right, so if you can hear that.
And that was all the Republican
votes. 3 for Kasich.
On the Democratic side, we have 4 votes cast for Bernie Sanders.
4 votes cast for Bernie Sanders?
None for Hillary.
And none for Hillary.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Sorry, Hillary. No votes for you. Bernie Sanders shut Clinton out. 4-0. John Kasich trumps Trump. 3-2. Dixville Notch is not a big deal for the official election results. However, they have predicted the right nominee on the Republican side for a few years, and they were even right about Barack Obama in 2008, which brings me to the broader statewide race in New Hampshire. It could, though, be a harbinger for things to come on both sides, especially the Democratic side and Hillary Clinton. She lags Sanders by double digits in New Hampshire. Her support among young women is flailing. The former Minnesota governor, Jennifer Granholm, explained why last night on my CNN show. Listen to this.
Why do you think so many young women are supporting Bernie Sanders?
It's the question, right? For those of us who are supporting Hillary, is especially in my generation, people wonder why, what's going on there that it's not that important. And I think, young women will say, it's all about the policies. It's mm-hmm. not about the symbol of having a woman as president. And she wouldn't say, Hillary Clinton would say, don't vote for me because I'm a woman. Vote for me because I share your values. I've got policies, I've got experience, and, I happen to be a woman.
But Granholm says that even though young women may not have experienced sexism in the same ways, maybe by the same volume as someone from her or even Clinton's generations, they should really consider how hard older women have worked so that they could have the privilege of even having a woman as a choice on a presidential ticket. Listen.
The thing that kills us, though, in my generation is that we've worked so hard to be able to have the privilege of pulling the lever for a woman whose values we share and who's shared our experience and who's the most experienced person to ever run for president. And she happens to be a woman. And we've worked so hard for our daughters to be able to do that.
But isn't part of the problem, Don, that her name is Clinton?
That's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem.
Is that her name is Clinton. And then people don't trust her. They think she's too big a part of the machine. So, and this is also the other problem. They can't really say what I said about not having experienced sexism that way, because then they will look like they will have to walk a fine line in educating young women on that, because they don't want to appear to be condescending to young women. You heard what happened with Gloria Steinem and with Madeleine Albright, that they're trying to guilt young women into voting for Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders has to be careful about overpromising on policies that appeal to young women, like free college education and free health care, with no clear plan on how to deliver on that. Like Bernie Sanders, on the Republican side, Donald Trump leads New Hampshire by double digits. So it is do or die for him, since he lost to Ted Cruz in the Iowa caucuses. Trump has to be careful not to appear to be overconfident, like at his rally last night, where he repeated a comment, I'm sure you heard this, from someone in this crowd who called Jeb Bush a vulgar word used to describe a woman's body part. You can say it if you want, but listen.
She just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out, because I don't want to... Okay, you're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's That's terrible. Terrible.
Now, Don and Sybil, don't you think that was a plant?
I do.
Don't you think that was a plant?
I don't think there's any doubt.
I think it was a P word. So you can call it plant or whatever you want to.
It was a P word.
That lady, who shouted that out in the audience, don't you think that was a plant?
But I think he's got out there what he wanted to say, and that's what it's all about. Yeah.
You're not supposed to say it. You're terrible for saying it. But she said he's a P word.
Yeah. It's a way to get out what you want to say about somebody. Wow.
Here's the thing. New Hampshire is unique, right? They're very open-minded. Maybe they were offended by it. Maybe they weren't. But at this point, you have to be careful. Pushing the limits could push voters towards a different candidate. And Donald Trump has to be careful of that. Look what happened to Ted Cruz. Look what's happening to Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio was a favorite to come in second. Now they're not so sure. Ted Cruz won Iowa. They're not even discussing him yet.
When Hillary Clinton was running against Barack Obama, how did she do with the young female voters in New Hampshire back then?
She didn't do as good as he was doing.
She was sketched. They said she wasn't going to lose. She made up the gap because remember she lost Iowa and everyone was like, "Whoa,
what could really happen?
Yeah. This guy could be president." And then she made up the ground and won here, but. She still didn't have as much support as Barack Obama among young women.
And this is a really strange state because independents, they can go either way. As long as you're registered, you can vote for Hillary, you can vote for Donald Trump, but you don't have to stay committed to your party.